Come on, he's good. I said he's good. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you got your Bibles, turn them to Acts chapter 3 tonight. Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you tonight about the man at the gate. I want to talk to you tonight about the man at the gate, but I want to suggest to you that each one of us are sitting by a gate. Each one of us have been sitting at a gate for a period of time. And God tonight wants you to grab a hold of Him and get up from the gate. Hallelujah. How many in here are believers? You believe in Jesus, right? Then your DNA is to believe, right? Come on, it's your DNA to believe, right? It's not your DNA to doubt. It's your DNA to believe. Say that, I'm a believer. Therefore, I believe. I believe. I'm a believer, so I believe. Oh, glory to God. I'm just getting the prime pumped a little bit, right? Come on, just come on, because I believe God wants to do some great things tonight. I believe in this room and over the internet, and you know, I just believe He wants to do great things. So watch this. This is really interesting because I want you to see yourself in many aspects of this picture. I want you to see yourself as the man, but I also want to see yourself as Peter and John. Look at verse 1 of Acts chapter 3. I'm in Ephesians chapter 3, and it reads really good, but not what I wanted to read. Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. Come on, this is just right after the great revival happened, and God did some great things. But look at verse 1. It says, "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man laid lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they daily laid at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Amen. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms." Here's what I want you to get right off the bat. That this is a daily routine. This is something that Peter and John did all the time. This was their custom because this was the hour that you went to the temple to pray. So they went there a lot. So this was in their daily routine. How many of you have a daily routine? I mean, something that you do, it may not be the consistent every day, but you have a daily routine. But here's what I want you to notice is that the Holy Spirit interrupted their routine. Now, what I want to tell you is the Holy Spirit didn't say, "Let's wait till Sunday morning or Wednesday night or, you know, invite them to come to church because that's where the anointing will be." He interrupted their daily routine. Come on, are you willing to let the Holy Spirit interrupt your daily routine? Right? Because if you are and you're a believer, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they'll cast out devils. In my name, they'll speak in new tongues. In my name, they'll lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. In my name, if they touch anything deadly, it won't hurt them. Are you a believer? You qualify for that. But we have to be willing, right? We have to be willing for the Holy Spirit to interrupt our day and our routine. Now, I'm not going to get into this quite yet, but I'll just give you a preview of what's coming up. When the Holy Ghost interrupts your routine, it might cause you some trouble. People might not like it, right? People who don't understand the Holy Spirit and how He works might not like it. But I'm telling you, the one that He sends you to will love it. Woo! Glory to God. Come on, now listen to this. Again, back in verse 2. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of those who entered the temple. This was not a young man. This was a middle-aged man, an older man. So he'd been laid at that temple gate for years and years and years, every day. Why? Why was he there? He was there to make money to be able to eat. And the way that he made money is begging, right? And so he'd been there all the time. His routine was to beg. Now watch this. This is really interesting. Peter and John's routine was to go to the temple. I'm not certain of this. I don't have Bible for this. But I think Jesus walked by this man. Because Jesus would have been in the same routine. If it was the routine to go to the temple at a certain time on a certain day, Jesus, being a Jew, would have followed the routine. What am I saying? I'm saying that the man at the gate was waiting his time for the Holy Spirit to interrupt. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Watch this now. I think tonight is your night. Hallelujah. Just say, tonight's my night. I'm ready for an interruption. Come on. I'm ready for a Holy Ghost interruption. Who, seeing Peter, verse 3, and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. Now watch this. Fixing his eyes on him with John and Peter, said, "Look at us." And he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle both received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered into the temple with them, leaping and praising God. There was a divine interruption of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit saw somebody who would act on what he was told. Right? Come on, oftentimes the Holy Spirit wants to do some things, but he can't find anybody that will believe, because if they believe, they'll do what he says. Right? If you truly believe, then you're going to do what God tells you to do. If you go, "Well, I don't know about that. It might have worked for brother so-and-so, but it might not work for me." You're not in a position, right, for the Holy Spirit to interrupt your life. Right? You're not in a position for the Holy Spirit to send somebody by to you to say, "Come on, rise up and walk. Come on, we're going to pray right now and we're going to believe for your deliverance from that financial mess you're in." "Oh, I don't know about it. You don't understand. I got this bill, I got that bill, I got this bill. Others have prayed for me. I don't know about all that." Stay sitting at the gate. Just stay right at the gate. You know, just because you're not ready yet. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. I believe that the Holy Spirit was so there, and the Holy Spirit was wanting to do something so dramatic to just mess everybody in the temple up. Right? And he did it. He did it. But watch this. There were some actions that happened to Peter, and then there was actions by this man. And so what I want to see, you to see yourself as Peter, and I want you to see yourself as the man. Watch this now, because God wants to use us, but God also wants to bless us. How many believers we got in here tonight? Come on. Come on. I don't care how long you've been sitting. I don't care how many times the Holy Ghost has gone by. Right? Tonight is my night. Amen? Look at this. So he gave, verse 5, he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Why did he expect to receive from them? Look at the verse before. Fixing his eyes on him with John and Peter, said, "Look at us." In other words, here's the interaction. John and Peter are walking by like they normally do. This guy's been there for years every time they walk by. But they see him, and the Holy Spirit says something about him. There's your assignment today. There's your assignment. And fixing, watch, that's so good. Fixing his eyes on him with Peter and John, he said, look at us. Come on, we got something for you. If you're going to be Peter and John, you've got to speak up when you hear something. And you've got to be bold in speaking it up. And it's a, and you're not saying, watch this, you're not saying, okay, Lord, we just pray that if something good is going to happen, you might, by your mercy someday, you know, just pray in this religious prayer that maybe if they get in the right meeting, God is going to touch them. No, you got to be bold enough to say, look, I have the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. The Holy Spirit has given me a divine interruption. So if you'll receive it, something's going to happen to you. And you don't have to wait for brother so-and-so. You don't have to wait for sister so-and-so. God will use me today because I am a believer. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. I can't tell you, there have been times, but I don't believe there's as many times in my life as God would have wanted. Because I wasn't listening. Or I didn't want the interruption at the time. Right? But it's time for us to get past ourselves, yield to the Holy Spirit, and invite the divine interruptions. Come on. When it happens, it's such a beautiful thing. Because one day I was at, and this has happened several times at different restaurants, but I'm just at the restaurant, and like Jerry and I would go to Sherry's every Wednesday night. Same waitress, this one waitress, because we tipped really good, she'd make sure we were in her spot, in her thing. I mean, she was, but one day we're there, and I look up at her, and I said, is something going on with your son? She looked at me, well, yeah, she told me a condition. We prayed for her right there, right then, and God moved. God did something. Why? Because we said, the Holy Spirit spoke something into my heart, right? And then I said something to her. She hooked up with what I was saying, and it changed her son's destiny. It's not about me. I didn't do anything except, okay, I hear you. Right? But God looked at, but watch this. God wants you to be in the position where you believe that when he speaks to you, you can speak to somebody and say, look at me. Amen. Fix your eyes on me. Give me your full attention. Because God's about to do something in you and for you. Come on. We have to be ready for a divine interruption. We have to be ready. Now watch, this is so good. Peter listened to the Holy Spirit. The man at the gate listened to Peter. Peter gives directions. The man follows the directions. So if you're at the man at the gate, you have to be listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying for your need. And if he's using somebody like tonight or any other point, and God is using somebody else, you've got to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying through them. Oftentimes, I think that we do not receive all that God has for us because we become too familiar with the humanity of the person that's talking to us. Rather than looking for the anointing that's within them. I've seen it before. Well, I'll just give you this one instance. We're in a meeting. It was one of those Friday night meetings where we praise till you drop night, we called them. And that's what we did. But there was a man who was in the ministry, you know. And somebody else, somebody that wasn't in the ministry, somebody that was just full of the Holy Ghost said, listen, I've got a word for you. And this, literally, the man went like this. In other words, who are you to give me a word? He just sat at the gate for a while longer. He could have been free that night of something or gotten direction that night, but the Holy Spirit was talking, but he wasn't receiving. So we have to be bold in our giving confidently what God is telling us. But if we're on the receiving end, we say, Lord, yes, Lord, I believe, 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 I believe. Did you know that God can use anybody? And the Holy Spirit, whoever is, come on, the Holy Spirit can use anyone. I remember a story of and I wasn't at this meeting. I think Janine might have been, but I don't know. At this meeting, and it was a retreat type of thing for another church. And somebody, while they were in praise and worship, said, we need to have the children come pray for us. And so the children all came into the room to pray for all the adults. They were all knocked out in the spirit. They were all ministered to. God did something through the children. But even today, if the child comes up to us, oftentimes, well, that's nice, go sit down. It's time for us to say, okay, Holy Spirit, what are you saying? What are you saying? What are you doing? I'm ready to receive. Now, there are parameters and everything has to be done decently in order and it has to be according to the word. All of that, we understand that. But what I'm saying tonight is how many opportunities have we missed getting up from the gate that's in our lives because we didn't act on what God was saying? Hallelujah. So he gave them his attention, verse 5, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold do I not have. I like that. I like that. Watch this. Silver and gold do I not have. How many of us are limited by what we don't have and not acting on what we do have? God, I want to do this. Yeah, but I can't speak. God, you want me to do this, but I don't have the money. God, you want me to do this, but I'm not ordained. God, you want me to do this, but sister so-and-so made fun of me the last time I did it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It's not about you. It's about the Holy Spirit in you. If we're going to be Peter, we have to first believe that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us and that the Holy Spirit gives to each man severally gifts as he wills for the blessing of everybody else. Who's a candidate for that tonight? Come on, yeah, if I'm a believer, I'm a candidate. I want it, 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 I want it. And watch this, I'm willing to take the persecution that comes along with it. Right? I'm willing to take the rejection that might come with it. I'm willing to take the beating so that I can get up and do it again. Are you with me tonight? Come on. Woo-hoo-hoo. Glory to God. I want to be the man and I want to be Peter. Look at this. He took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately on his feet, his ankle received strength. So he leaping, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Right? So what did Peter say? Peter said, listen, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I give to you. I give to you. You see, what you have to give away. Right, what you have, you have to give. If somebody is in your presence, if God puts a divine interruption in your life, then you have to give what you have. Amen. Here's the hard part sometimes in beginning this. Oftentimes gives you just a little word. That's right. It'll be one little sentence or one little, not even a full sentence. Tell them such and such, and you go, Now, the stories that I'm going to tell you tonight are not because I'm a pastor. The stories that I talk about myself is because I'm a believer. And at that moment, I was willing to be Peter and John, so that the person at the gate received what God had for them. A prayer line. We're having a prayer line at church, and you know, and people that I'm familiar with, but not real familiar with, and it happened to be Jackie, and I'm praying for her, and God gave me this picture of her preaching to chickens. And so, what do you do with that? Peter and John could have said, "Oh, not today, man. We're trying to get to prayer meeting." Or they could have said, "Well, what if nothing happens?" Right? So I said, "Okay, here we go." The Lord shows me you preaching to chickens. She looked up at me and just bawled. And then God ministered to her out of that. In other words, that was an entrance to a door to get to her heart. And she told me later about the stories of how in South Tacoma, her mother had chickens. And somehow they were in the attic. And she'd line them all up and get her Bible and preach like her mom did. How did I know that? I didn't. The Holy Spirit did. But then, further going along with that, I said, and you've been anointed to preach since then, and you will see that anointing be used in the future. Now, it was several years before she ended up in Mexico. But the prophecy came to be. Why? Because she was sitting at the gate, and I walked by, and I allowed the Holy Spirit to use me to speak to her. But what if I wouldn't have said it because it was too outlandish? Are you hearing what I'm saying? God wants you to be at the gate, but God wants you to be Peter and John too. Now again, listen to this. He said, "Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." How many times has God spoken to us through somebody else, but we remain seated? What? Seated. There you go. Seated. Thank you. That's why I keep her on the front row, right? That's how many times have we remained where we are? God says, "Listen, I'm going to do such and such in the next few days." And you go, "Oh, well, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it." That's not faith. Faith is seeing. Watch this. Now faith is the evidence of things not seen. Come on. Faith is the... What does that mean? I don't see it, but I believe it. What's the evidence? God said it. Come on, God said it. God said it. So I have the evidence that it's mine. It's the title deed. Come on. It's the title deed. I've got it because He said it. Now God will say that through His Word, and we can apply that to His Word, but I think we also have to apply it to when we're divinely interrupted and God uses somebody else to speak into our lives. We need to take hold of that and say, "Yep, I believe that. I believe that's from God. I sense the witness to that, and so I'm going to stand on that." Amen. Glory to God. And whatever action needs to happen along with that, you begin to do. Let me tell you a story, another story. I'd just gotten saved, been saved a few months, and Full Gospel Businessmen's Association was a big deal back then, the late 70s. And every month in Seattle, they had the monthly breakfast meeting. And at one of these breakfast meetings, they announced an advance to Honduras. An advance was they'd take people down there as like a short-term missions trip. And they were, you know, the guy was introducing and preaching. And he said, listen, whoever feels like God would have you to go, just come up here. We're going to pray for you. And at that time, whatever you want me to do, God, I'm going to do. So I got up out of my chair and went down there. Now, my financial situation, there is no way that I could have made that trip. But I went down there and a guy prayed with me. And I said, well, I don't have the money. He said, well, don't worry about that. If God wants you to have the money, he'll provide. You know what? I went away. I went away going, I'm going on that trip. I'm going on that trip. Why? Because I had the evidence of what was spoken through that man, and I felt the Holy Spirit on it. It was my gate moment for going on that trip. And so I'm going on that trip. Glory to God. I don't know how he's going to provide. You see, I needed to have some money for a house deal that was going on at the same time. And it didn't even make sense in my budget that I would be able to go. And you had to have a certain amount of money by a certain date to get all the tickets and arrange whatever. Well, I was working at this job. I mean, I trust God, I'm going. Praise God, I'm going. I started telling people, I'm going to Honduras. Glory to God. It was in July. I'm going to Honduras in July. Glory to God. Well, how are you going to get there? I don't know. Doesn't matter. But I've had my gate moment, so I'm going. Right? And so that was in January. At work that I was working, we never got overtime at work. It was just, you know, 40 hours a week. Well, they just happened to get a contract in there that we worked every day of the month of February, and we worked overtime even during the day. So that was double time. So that just happened to come to pass. Glory to God. But my gate moment was that I heard. Right? The gate moment for the man who spoke that into my life was that he heard. But the fulfillment of that in my life didn't happen just the next day. But as I got up and proclaimed what I received that day, it came to pass. Right? Now let me just read this story just a little bit different. Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, but the man stopped him and said, I've never walked. How could I walk now? My mom told me I'd never walk. My dad told me I'd never walk. I can't walk. How many of us have said that? How many of us have been at the gate? God's brought us a word that he was going to bring us out. And we say, I don't know how that's going to happen. You've just went against your DNA. Because your DNA is to believe. Right? I'm a believer. If God said it, I'm a believer. I don't need the evidence necessarily to manifest before I do something. I'm going to do something at the word. Remember when Peter and his buddies had fished all night and they came back and they caught nothing. And Jesus was up on shore and he said they were mending their nets, getting them ready for the next time they went out. And so they're just sitting there and going, boy, that was a lousy night. And Jesus said, listen, get back in the boat. Go out and cast your net over on the other side. And Peter said, you're a carpenter. This is a gate moment. You're a carpenter. I'm a fisherman. We've done what we know to do all night long and caught nothing. But nevertheless, at your word, we'll get in a boat, we'll do what you said, and the harvest was so great, had to call the buddies in to help them get it in. Right? So sometimes the gate moments is going to be something that you don't feel like you're capable of doing. But you have to act on it anyway. You got to go for it anyway. Right? So Peter listened to the Holy Spirit. The man at the gate listened to Peter. Peter gave directions, and the man followed the directions. You want a gate moment? You got to hear. Come on, you got to look at. You got to listen to. And then you got to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's faith in the name. How many know that there's power in the name of Jesus? Do you believe that? That there's power in the name of Jesus? Do you believe that at the name of Jesus, demons have to flee? Right? But you have to be in your Holy Spirit anointed frame of mind that I'm a person that is filled with the Holy Spirit. I have the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. I'm not afraid to walk into a room of demons because I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. They're afraid of me. I'm not afraid of them. Come on. And I don't have to try to talk to them. I don't have to try to, you know, come up with a formula or anything like that. I just need to listen to the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. I remember going into one situation, and there was a person that needed deliverance, and some other people were there, and they were going through all kinds of shenanigans to try to get the person delivered. I mean, it was, and I walked in there, and I was late getting there because I was at another meeting. I was late getting into the room, and I walked in, I saw that going on. I said, Holy Spirit, what do I do now? I mean, this is a mess. What do I do now? And he told me, go in and take authority. Again, sometimes it's not going to win friends and influence people. But they were all around praying for her. And I just went in. I put my butt right in front of her and kind of backed the others off. And I took authority in the name of Jesus. What? At the command of what I heard. And I said, listen to me. Why could I say, listen to me? Because I had a word. I was Peter and John in this situation. I had a word, and the word was to deliver this person. Right? So sometimes you got to make people who don't know who they are, and it's not like you're saying, I'm better than you, but I'm the man for the job, or I'm the girl for the job. I'm the one that God has sent for this, and so therefore, like it or lump it, here I am. Right? And there was deliverance that happened that night. Not because of me, but because it was her gate moment. Woo! Glory to God. I'm telling you, when you have gate moments, it's fun. Right? There is nothing more fun, and I've done a lot of fun things in my life, but there's nothing more fun than having a supernatural event happen and God is using you to do it. Whether it's leading somebody to Christ, seeing somebody healed, seeing somebody delivered, whatever. Glory to God. You got time for a couple more stories. We just started a little fellowship church in our house, and long story, but we were at Hall on Sunny Slope. That was our next stage, and there was a lady there who was like 8 months pregnant, and she came for prayer because she was hurting, and God showed me her back that it was just like this, right, and somebody was standing behind her. And he showed that. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just command this back to straighten right now in Jesus' name. The person behind me went, whoa! Because it went, it straightened right up. In an instant. Why? Because that was her gate moment. And I allowed the Holy Spirit to speak to me. You see, having the Holy Spirit and hearing His voice is awesome. And it's good and it's awesome for every aspect of your life. But really the ideal purpose of it is for God to use you to touch somebody else. And bring the power of God to them. So that their gate moment, they don't have to sit at the gate any longer. They can stand and leap and begin to walk and praise God because of the deliverance that had come. Hallelujah. Look at verse 13. It says the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our fathers glorified his servant Jesus, who you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised up from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, and through faith in his name, has this man been made strong, whom you see and you know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him the perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Come on. We have the name. We've been given the right to use the name. But God wants us to do it in a tactical sense, with precision, when he speaks to us. We have to be open and be excited about the gifts or the manifestations of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives. When? Anytime. All the time. Have an expectation that they're going to happen. So we come to church and don't listen to just one guy preach or this happened and, oh, that was good. It was another Sunday, another Wednesday. But Lord, I'm available. Yeah. Come on. Whose gate time is it tonight? Yeah. Whose gate time is it on my way? And I'm at the store. Well, I'm kind of in a hurry, but I got a gate here that I need to take care of before I get to church. And you're in the checkout line and you're looking at the cashier and you go, I don't want to bother you. I see all these people, but I just get this impression in my heart that you're struggling, that there's something you need prayer about. What is it? And you don't do it just because that's your pattern of doing things. You do it because you hear something in your still small voice. And you're available for a gate moment. Glory to God. Glory to God. What am I saying? I'm saying revival is going to happen here now, but only if we're available to be used by God to have a gate moment. So, glory to God. And how is that going to happen? It's by faith in his name and what his name produced. Glory to God. Come on. Any believers in here? In my name, you shall go forth. You shall lay hands on the sick and thou shalt recover. You shall cast out devils. In my name, you'll speak with new tongues. In my name, I'm headed to do something great for him because the greater one lives in me. Glory to God. But always, 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 Lord, help us to spur people to action when we pray for them. Come on. In other words, if you're praying for somebody and they say, yeah, I got pain in my arm. Pray for them, and as the Holy Spirit leads you, but say, listen, I believe God touched you. Yeah, I felt that. Well, move your arm. I can't move your arm. Whoa, I couldn't do that before. I couldn't do that before. Right? I'm not telling you to manipulate them into moving their arm, but I'm telling you to listen to the Holy Spirit and ask him what actions do they need to take. Right? Because we're not to do it on our own. You're not to pick somebody up out of a wheelchair and throw them across the floor and say, run, just because you think it might work. It's happened. It's happened. Don't do that. But listen to the Holy Spirit. Allow him to speak to you and then do what he tells you to do. Tonight, I believe the Holy Spirit is here to give some of us a gate moment. On both sides. Yeah, I've been, you know, believing God for healing for a long time, but it hasn't happened yet. I guess it's not God's will for me to happen. I think I'll just sit here at the gate. No, get up. Get up. Trust that the same Jesus who led Peter and John to go to the temple at that same hour and speak to that man is the same Jesus that's speaking through me right now. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up. Begin to walk. Begin to do what you couldn't do. Begin to allow God to deliver you from whatever it is that you need deliverance from. Hallelujah. But here's what we do oftentimes. Lord, I need a financial miracle. God, you said you supply all my needs. And then God speaks to somebody that God's going to meet your needs. And you go, but I don't know how he's going to do it. You don't understand. You don't understand. I'm on a limited budget. I'm this, I'm that. It's like, okay, you just sucked out the gate moment. Let me tell you another story. Up for stories? Another story. I saw a man who has crippled in his back. And I'm not the one who prayed this time, but another man prayed. And this particular man, Mike Lindy, maybe you'll remember him. He was taller than me. Mike, big, tall Mike. You remember Mike? Mike had an anointing of the Holy Spirit. Gifts of healings for backs worked in him. He prayed for that man, and that man was able to bend down, get up, jump around. I'm free. I'm healed. I mean, right then, he walked away. He was free. Free. But then I get a call. Well, what are we going to do? He's on L&I. And began to think about and put him right back where he came from. You know, sir, wow. Zachary.
He came to the church years ago.
Yeah. Yep. See, Zachariah just said, I'm going to say that for the camera. He said this when Mike Lindy came, it was a gate moment for Zachariah. And Zachariah said that he went up when he called out sciatica, and Mike prayed for him, and he was working, you know, in trees at that time, and it was really bothering him. He said he hasn't had a case of that since that night.
Amen.
Because he yielded to silver and gold have I none.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. I've been in many meetings where the anointing was strong. And when I lay hands on you, the anointing is going to go into you for healing in your body. But it's almost like you can feel it coming right back to you. Because they're not looking to the one who sent the message. Amen. Glory to God. Did you get something tonight? Come on. Come on. It's time for us to be at the gate again. It's time for us to be on either side. If we need to receive something, receive it. But if we need to give something, begin to give something. Come on. I'm a believer. Come on. I'm a believer. Say it with me. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I'm available. Holy Spirit, whenever you want to use me, just speak to me and I'll be interrupted. Use me in divine interruptions. I believe you're going to use me in the near future to be a gate person for somebody that needs you. In Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We honor you tonight for your word. I thank you, Lord, for everybody that's here, everybody that's watching online. Maybe you're watching tomorrow, the next day, whenever you listen to this. Listen, God is here, and I feel his anointing so strongly upon me. If you got pain in your body, trust that God is touching you even right now in the name of Jesus. I declare healing over your body. If you're bound with something, addiction or anything that's causing you to be bound, I'm telling you right now, in the name of Jesus, claim your freedom, because in Jesus' name, he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Listen, if you've never received Jesus and you have doubt about that, say, God, show me. Lord, if you show me, I'll believe. If you're honest with that, the Bible said, if you seek, you'll find. And I believe that God is going to show you himself in a powerful way. In Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.